Later today, we'll get to hear from the BOE and ECB with respect to their latest policy decisions. What's interesting here is just how much these two central banks will adjust their decisions based on what we just heard from the Fed. On Wednesday, the Fed laid down a very clear hawkish-leaning communication with the dot plot showing three rate hikes in 2022 and three more hikes in 2023. It's been quite the shift in thinking over at the Fed, and rising inflationary pressures have undeniably played a part, so much so that the Fed has dropped its transitory inflation language. And while we may not see the same degree of hawkishness from the BOE and certainly not from the ECB, the question is more about if these central banks move in relative terms to the hawkish side to keep those rate differentials relatively unchanged. And as we look at the state of things in the UK and Eurozone economies, we have a hard time seeing things play out this way, with the balance of risk seemingly then tilted to the US dollar's favor. If we look at the BOE, it's true rate hike expectations have turned back up in recent days, especially with a solid week of data and more hot inflation reads. At the same time, the BOE may need to err on the side of accommodation given the fact that Omicron cases are higher in the UK than any other country and by a large margin in that. Meanwhile, the ECB is in a much different position with respect to its outlook, one that is decidedly more dovish. And while we do see room for the ECB to get a little more sensitive to rising inflation, we also see the ECB worrying a great deal about the impact of supply chain constraints and overall growth, where accommodation is still the preferred track. And so our general view is that ultimately yield differentials will be moving further in favor of the US dollar in the aftermath of these decisions, and we can expect more dollar upside ahead. We think both the euro and pound will continue to be well capped into rallies. That's all for now.